This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 could go on for years and years, which is to say that it's not an inexpensive business, this open ocean deep water recovery operation. Technology could have made the whole thing shorter and cheaper, as well as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Australia is spending $500,000 a day on just one of its ships. The U.S. has already spent millions. China, Australia, Malaysia, Britain, New Zealand, Japan, and South Korea have all spent money and resources looking for this plane, too.
If the airline industry were not permitted to externalize all these costs to the taxpayers of probably two dozen nations looking for this particular aircraft, they might behave differently.
That's Robert Mann. He's an airline industry analyst, and he says there are products currently available that could have made this search a lot quicker.
The owners of corporate aircraft install tracking technology, which is available off the shelf.
He says it costs around $3,000 a plane, and it's used because the owners of corporate aircraft have made a cost-benefit analysis of corporate execs' time.
No, we can't have the CEO out of pocket for, you know, more than a minute. We have to know exactly where that individual is.
Commercial airlines, he says, have not made the same assessment for everyone else. Steve Trimble is with Flight Global magazine. He says even medium-end services that transmit data more regularly are expensive but affordable.
For example, for American Airlines to install the system on each one of their 900 aircraft, that adds up to about $50 million, you know, which is a pretty big bill for any individual airline to swallow. Of course, American Airlines happened to make $2 billion last year in profit.
It will never happen unless it becomes a regulation.
Mary Schiavo is a former inspector general for the U.S. Department of Transportation. She now represents airline accident victims. She says the best solution would be to constantly stream information from the cockpit to satellites. That may be the best solution, but it's also the most expensive and, therefore, probably the least likely. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.